T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till 1 o'clock. Mike's on Francesa on The Fan. We'll come your way. Dove Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. The Yankees roll on. They had a, I guess you want to call it a little mini three-game losing streak. They eradicated that on Sunday, and they pick up where they left off, beat the Royals last night 4-2 behind Pineda, and then home runs from the suddenly Bambino, the little Bambino, Brett Gardner, seems to hit a home run every day now. D.D. Gregorius goes deep in the game as well. Chris Carter hits a home run, and the Yankees get a little benefit from the replay guy as well and come up with win number 26 on the season.
All I could think about last night was that dude from a week and a half ago who said when the Yankees faced Jason Vargas in Kansas City,
oh, yeah, right,
they have no shot.
What is he, 0-7 lifetime against the Yankees? Yeah. Like a 20 ERA?
And look, last,
isn't it something like that?
It's pretty close to that. And last night he wasn't awful. I mean, 6 innings, 3 runs isn't the end of the world. It's technically a quality start. But, you know, he certainly isn't the unhittable juggernaut that caller thought he was. And they handed him a 2-0 lead, the Kansas City Royals, and the Yankees very quickly say, okay, we'll give you a 2-0 lead. As you call him, the little Bambino, Brett Gardner, goes deep. D.D. Gregorius, who I think a pitch earlier had ripped one close to being a home run, and finally puts it over the fence. And we talked about this yesterday with D.D. I think the most impressive thing about him is the way he destroys left-handed pitching.
He kills him, yeah.
You just do not see that a lot from left-handed
hitters. I never realized, when he made the trade for Gregorius, I know he was a top prospect, but I didn't know he was this kind of hitter, because he's really become a very good hitter.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy who had 20 home runs last year.
Yep.
I don't know if he's going to get to 20 this year because he missed some time, but if he's going to hit 300 and hit 15 home runs and give you the kind of defense he gives you at shortstop, should have a celebration. I mean, he should have a party. But the Yankees, I think what's been so impressive about the Yankees the last couple of days is you kind of touched on it, how they had the mini losing streak.
Yep.
Those mini losing streaks can sometimes turn into something big. And you look at the win on Sunday and the win on Monday, two games in which they won with, you know, quality starting pitching. CeCe gave you 5, Pineda gave you into the 7th, but really good bullpen effort and just enough big hits to win the game. I mean, they didn't score a ton of runs. They scored 7 runs or whatever it is over the last two games, but they were big hits. They got quality starting pitching, and there were two games that they could have lost, but they didn't. They won both of them, and they were able to very quickly take a losing streak and what could have been something maybe a little bit more severe and just wipe it away. And they also pick up Masahiro Tanaka, who a couple of starts ago or a couple of games ago was so awful, and we'll see what he can do on Thursday. And you kind of erase that with quality performances by both Sabathia and last night Michael Pineda. So I think, to me, that's a sign of a really good team. A team that could just erase that kind of thing.
The big issue right now for the Yankees is Tanaka. I think that's the worry you have right now. I mean, you know, he's looked awful in his last couple of starts. And I think, you know, that's the one maybe little glitch right now. I mean, it looks like Gray Bartorres is getting closer to the major leagues all the time. You brought it up yesterday. They promoted him to AAA. They like what he's doing down there. Maybe we'll see him sometime. Like I said, maybe he turns out to be this year's Gary Sanchez. I mean, the Yankees are in first place right now, 11 games over 500. Everything is going great for them. The only issue would be, right now in my mind, is Tanaka, really.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And Chapman's injury, but you wouldn't think that's that, you know, that terrible.
Yeah, I think the Chapman injury is just more everyone else having to step up. Like, Dellin Betances has, so far, very small sample size, looked pretty good as a closer, right? And I'm sure he's thinking of Randy Levine every time he does it, right?
I'm sure he is.
But even last night, think about it. First pitch he throws, Salvador Perez rips a base hit to left field. So right out of the gate, Dellin Betances with a two-run lead, and that insurance run was big, give Chris Carter credit. But right out of the gate, runner on first, nobody out, now he's got to get to work. And he made it look pretty easy. He was able to bear down, get a couple of ground outs, and then the strikeout of Soler to finish it. So I thought even last night it was impressive what Betances did. But I think the biggest question with Chapman out is not necessarily Dellin, maybe not even Tyler Clippard, but how everyone else has to move up. Because normally Betances is your eighth inning guy, Clippard's your seventh inning guy. So if you can get six quality innings, you go right to that formula. The formula changes a little bit without Chapman being there. But I think Betances is fine in that role. It's more just putting the pressure on everybody else. But you're right. I mean, Tanaka is a concern because of how bad he's been in a few of these starts. And also, you need to get more than an inning or two out of him. I mean, he's really taxed the bullpen at times. But give credit to Pineda, because it may not be a Cy Young year, but he goes out there every 5 days and gives you six quality innings.
Yep. Walk year in a contract is always a good thing.
It's magic.
Usually it's a good thing. Yeah.
But you know,
usually
you know what's funny about that? Technically, in a way, this is a potential walk year for Masahiro Tanaka.
Yeah, he's got an opt-out.
He's got that opt-out, and if you're keeping, like, track of where is Tanaka on the opt-out, right now he's not opting out of anything.
No, I don't think so.
If he finishes with a 6 ERA, right, he's opted in.
He's in. Right.
That's why the opt-in is so good for the pitcher. You could do whatever the heck you want. If this was a true contract year, you'd be saying, oh, crap, I'm losing a lot of money here.
Right,
you're not, because you could always opt-in. But maybe it's the opt-in, or I'm sorry, maybe it's the contract year for Pineda. Maybe it's a guy trying or finally figuring it out. But I thought last night was impressive, because even in the first two innings, when he retired the first six guys, he usually throws strike one to everybody. He actually didn't even do that early in the game. He was falling behind guys early, but he was able to make quality pitches and get through the first two innings. He runs into that rough patch in the second, obviously. And then he showed, I thought, some pretty good poise getting out of that jam in the fourth and the fifth. Because remember, he put the leadoff man on in both innings. Both times the runner was on second. One was a double. I think the other one was like a wild pitch after a walk. And he was able to make that big pitch and get out of jams. He was very good at being able to do that. And that was important, because it kept them in the game and it gave the offense enough time to finally come back and give them the lead.
And the three big home runs. And now, we haven't done this in a while, but I think we should do it today. Because number one, I have not heard I'm not aware of what the Chris Carter home run call is. And the D.D. Gregorius home run call is very good. The Brett Gardner home run call was actually, you know, your creation. So, Ev, I give you credit for that. John picked that slack up right up. So, why don't we do that, though? Let's hear the Yankee home runs last night and the new mini Bambino. It's a home run every day, Brett Gardner.
Here's a 2-2. Swung on and line to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is good. It's a Gardy party. Brett Gardner plants one in the right field seats. Another home run, and the Yankees trail 2-1.
He added a new wrinkle to it.
He did. A Gardy party.
A Gardy party.
But he still got plants winning in the right field seats. Got
to do that.
You should have patented that one. You really should. All right. Now we got D.D. giving the Yankees the lead.
1-1. Swung on and hit in the air to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Second deck. Yes, indeed. D.D. Gregorius makes Yankee fans euphorious. Oh, he hits a two-run home run to right, and the Yankees take a 3-2 lead.
Yes, indeed, he makes Yankee fans euphorious. That is a very good one. Now, I have not heard the Chris Carter home run call, so let's hear this one.
0-1, swung on, hit high in the air to deep left. Back goes Bonifacio. He's on the track. He's at the wall. She's gone. Oh, Chris Carter comes through and gives the Yankees a little breathing room. Carter, hit it harder. He drills into the left field seats, and the Yankees take a 4-2 lead.
And that's like that one. No, that's not one of John's. You know, it's not exactly D.D. Gregorius.
No,
you know
no.
what I mean? Or Happy Holiday.
That one is the best.
It really is.
The formula is very simple. If John starts singing,
Carter
it's a winner.
Hits it harder.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to. John, you got to. If you're listening, John, you got to do a little better.
I'm sure there's some song
that
involves.
Pick that one up a little bit. Pick it up.
Some song involves Chris or Carter or
something.
One of the two.
There's got to
be
something.
Just start singing. Because he can't go wrong when he's singing.
No, when John starts singing, it's all good.
That's for sure.
I completely agree.
You know, one thing that really surprised me in this game, and it turned out to be such a huge play. You mentioned it at the top, the review.
The review, yeah.
Alcides Escobar hits that ball up the middle. And by the way, how slow is Alcides Escobar? I mean, how he didn't beat that out is beyond me. But give credit to Starlin Castro.
And nobody's slower than me, so I'm well versed on slow.
But you're not leading off for the Kansas City Royals.
That is fair.
This guy's the leadoff hitter.
And I also, you know, they also don't have artificial hips.
That's right.
You know?
So Castro makes this great play. And very alertly, which Met fans are familiar with, because the Royals did this all World Series long, even though Soler wasn't on the team, Soler says, all right, I'm going to score from second, right? Carter had no idea. He's arguing with the umpire. His throw is late, and it looks like the Royals tie the game. They go to review it, and I don't know how you felt. When I saw the review, my thought was, it's so close.
Very close.
That they're not going to
overturn
it.
I absolutely felt the same way.
And what was surprising was not only did they overturn it, it took them like 12 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. It was very quick.
They acted like it was obvious, and it was. I mean, you saw Girardi's reaction. Girardi actually showed a lot of emotion here. That was a huge call
play.
In this game.
Well, everything's going their way. I mean, why would we be surprised? Right now, the Yankees, it's good to be the Yankees right now. There's no doubt about it.
It's so good to be the Yankees that even when you think, uh-oh, all right, they're going to start to struggle. Tanaka didn't pitch well. They're about to get swept by Tampa. Oh, my God, there's going to be a four-game losing streak. CeCe's on the mound. Just when you think things are going to turn bad, they swat that away and win a couple of games in a row.
Who do they have after the Royals? They got four with the Royals because I know they play an afternoon game Thursday. So they got four with the Royals, and then when they go on a road day home this weekend because the Mets are on a road.
Ernie is so smart. He put the schedule right in front of us.
Oh,
so I will tell you.
You got it. Ernie is brilliant.
Right after they're done with Kansas City, they will continue their homestand against the Oakland Athletics.
Oh, that's right. And the Mets go to Pittsburgh for just the weekend, right?
Just the weekend, baby.
Right. And
I'll
going
be following
too.
Him.
Right.
And the Sunday night game, which I'm sure you'll love.
Is that Sunday night?
Holiday weekend.
That makes it better.
Exactly.
You know.
Then the Yankees have a showdown in Baltimore, in Toronto, home for Boston, home for Baltimore. So a lot
of
divisional games.
So they got the divisional games coming up.
Yes.
All right.
But right now, if you're a Yankee fan, I'd be giddy.
Yeah.
I'd be very excited. You know, you're about to hit Memorial Day, which is like that unofficial start to the summer.
Yes,
but it's also that time of year where you're like, hey, is this team for real or not?
Right.
And there's a few teams throughout baseball
You do have the June swoon. We always had the June swoon.
No, look, and I think it was
I'm not saying the Yankees are going to have that. I'm just saying that, you know, we have seen that over the years.
Oh, absolutely. And look, I think it was a few years ago, and I'll never forget it because one of our coworkers who no longer works here will never let me forget it. We were at the Pinstripe Golf outing in July. And the Yankees had a comfortable lead in the American League East a few years ago, and I declared to him the division race was over.
Okay.
It was done. And, of course, the Yankees went on to really struggle. They did not win the division. I think that was the wild card year a couple years ago.
Yeah, they lost to Houston.
Where they lost to Houston. And that man, Johnny D, doesn't let me forget it. You done it. You said they were going to win the division. Wow. Well, guess what?
Well,
I ain't Nostradamus.
Johnny D, it also helps that you're a Met fan.
Yes.
Because Johnny D, who just despises the Mets. I mean, Johnny D hates the Mets more than Ernie does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
no question.
That's like almost impossible.
And I think he was bitter, like you said, Joe, that it was a Met fan. Telling him that, don't worry, you'll win the division.
Well, that's it.
So you're right. Look, there could be a June swoon. There could be a September to not remember.
Right.
But I think right now when you look around baseball, here are the teams where you're saying, are they for real? The Minnesota Twins are in first place.
Yep.
I don't know
yep.
if they're for real.
Yep.
I don't buy them completely. But, hey, to their credit, they're 23-18. They're in first place. I think we all agree the Astros are for real.
Yeah. Even though they've hit a little rough patch here, the Astros, the last couple days.
Well, they won yesterday in the 30-15, so life is good.
Yeah.
The Brewers are 25-19.
Yeah.
They're in first place.
Yep.
Are they for real?
Right.
I'm skeptical about
the Giants who've been red hot. Ever since the Mets lost that game to the Giants in that afternoon game, what did they win? 10 out of 12? Is that what the number is?
They're in a similar boat to the Mets at 6 under .500.
But
and
still,
nine games
but they've
out of
won
first
like
place.
10 out of 12.
No, they've played a lot better. They've certainly turned their season around, but they're like the Mets
yeah,
that
no,
they're in
I
that
know.
Same hole.
Well, because they were even worse than the Mets when they were playing the Mets.
Well, and that's the problem when you get off to these bad starts.
It is.
The opposite, though, when you look at the Twins and the Brewers and the Rockies and the Yankees, the teams that you're like, are they for real?
Yep,
you give yourself a little bit of a cushion.
Yeah. How about the Braves, bro? How about them? What they won like 9 out of 10 or something like that, the Braves?
Big deal. They're not that good.
You keep saying that.
They're 19-23. What am I saying something out of school?
I understand.
You told me the Marlins were good. The Marlins are 15-28.
I'm very surprised about
all
that.
All right.
I'm surprised the Marlins are that bad.
Look,
but the Braves, I'm telling you, the Braves are better than we think they are.
They're
under,
what is that? Is that 500?
I don't know.
Well, you got to tell me what that
I
means.
I don't know. All I know is they're playing pretty good baseball.
They're 4 games
now, they
under
play in a bandbox there. That new stadium's a bandbox.
They
do. And their pitching doesn't exactly inspire you.
So then what are you telling me?
I don't know.
what are you telling me?
They're playing better baseball than our team is what I know.
Well, the Mets aren't good either now.
I understand.
I'm not comparing them to the Mets. I'm just saying the Braves aren't good. The Phillies aren't good.
Right.
And the Marlins are terrible.
Right. Right.
Look, I'll even admit, I didn't think the Marlins were good.
Right.
I did not think they'd have a 350 winning percentage. Like, they've been awful.
No, I'm shocked at them. I am shocked how bad the Marlins are.
They've been so bad, they're turning Don Mattingly crazy.
Huh?
Like, Don Mattingly's doing things and saying things that don't even make sense. Like, he was upset the other day.
He has been a little unconventional as a manager to begin with.
Well, no, that's fine. And we've called him out on that for a while.
Right.
But he was mad at Corey Seager for swinging 3-0 in a 5-run game in the seventh inning.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I know.
What?
I know.
A 5-run lead? I mean, come on, you could blow that in a half a second. I mean, we've watched enough baseball, watched enough Met games.
I am surprised how bad Miami is. I have to say. I know their pitching's not very good. I get it. But that lineup, they should be better than
anyone. I just don't know what you're trying to
be better.
I don't know what you're trying to tell me with the Braves. You're telling me they're
scared. The Braves scare me for some reason.
Forget about being scared. The Mets, everybody scares the Mets.
Well, I understand.
They're 19-23.
They better not be too scared by San Diego. How about sweeping the puck? Now, here's the other thing, too, with the puck. Here's the other thing about the San Diego. Because I guess now, at least what I saw in the paper today, and maybe that's not the way it is. It's going to be Harvey, DeGrom, and Wheeler in this series, right? Is it not? That's what I saw.
They haven't officially announced it.
Okay, but that's what
I saw. Until Terry Collins says something,
okay,
I don't know what they're going to do.
Let's assume that's his. I'll assume that because that's what I saw.
Yep.
I mean, they should win these three games. I mean, how about Matt Harvey giving us a Matt Harvey-esque performance circa, I don't know, 2013?
You know what the problem is?
Is that possible?
You and I have said that now for a month. How about Matt Harvey doing this? And he hasn't done it. And I don't know when
it's
actually going to happen.
Will he get, were you going to, you going to game tonight?
Tomorrow and Wednesday, tomorrow, Thursday.
Will he get booed by the Met fans tonight?
No. Not at first.
I think he thinks he will.
Yes.
If he gets beat up, he's going to hear it loudly.
Oh, absolutely. I think if he puts the leadoff man on, he's going to hear it. But I think to start the game, he'll get, you know, fans will be nice to him.
The benevolent.
Plus, how many people are going to be there?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, 12 people there
tonight.
It's
amazing. Nobody goes to these games.
Well.
I mean, but you know what, though? Even if they're good, are people really going to these games on a Tuesday night?
No, and tonight there's
no way. The Yankees are getting 35,000.
Well, there was definitely not 35,000 people there, but you're right in that they're announcing it.
Right.
I think it'll be interesting on Thursday when the Yankee day game outdraws the Met night game by a lot.
Yeah.
On Thursday.
Well, I mean, that could happen.
Yeah, this isn't one of those head-to-head weeks where the Yankees and Mets are both home at the same time.
Yep. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.